I'm Karen Florin, and this is the Storyline Podcast. I'm happy to announce today that the DAIS Housing Solutions Lab investigative project into New London County's housing market has kicked off. I'm here with Elizabeth Regan and Joanna Vasquez, the two reporters who will be doing the work in the first 3 months of the project. Good morning to you both, and one at a time, could you please tell me a little bit about yourselves and why you're so excited to be on this project? Elizabeth.
I'm Elizabeth Regan, typically the East Lyme, Old Lyme and Lyme reporter for the day. I'm very excited to be focused on housing for the next 3 months. It's my first chance to really do such a deep dive into one issue. I'm thrilled that we have this time to first forge connections with the people who are really involved in housing in the area and with people who are affected by housing insecurity. We're doing that for the first, few weeks, and then later we're going to actually start writing the stories, telling those stories. And I'm just really grateful for the time that we have to spend on this.
Thank you. Joanna?
Hi, my name is Joanna Vasquez, and I usually report for Montville and Waterford, but I've been assigned as well to this project. And as for me, I've always kind of wanted to do some investigative reporting. So the chance that I've gotten this opportunity is actually amazing, and really grateful for it. And just to be able to do something as detrimental and relative to today's issues as housing is big, and really getting to hear people's stories and focusing mostly on the people and how housing issues and the crisis has affected those peoples, and looking for solutions, because solutions are what are driving this project, and we're as hard as they may be to find, we're going to really do our best to do some research and get that done.
Excellent. And we're in a position here at the DAI where we can highlight programs and projects that are working, and we can also advocate for them through our editorial board and call for solutions upon, the General Assembly, if there are zoning reforms that need to be done, if there are programs that need to be scaled up or should be scaled up because they're working, we're in the right position to do that. So over these months, we've been, as we've been planning the Housing Solutions Lab, we've had to narrow our focus because it's such a huge project. We have many story ideas. We have big plans, but here's how we're going to start. Elizabeth, would you talk about the overview of the county that you'll be working on and how you plan to attack that?
I am starting by reading affordable housing plans that are currently being drafted by most communities. It's a state mandate that each community produce this report by June, so the timing is right for that. Each report from each municipality is just a treasure trove of local specific data that we can look at, and it reveals each community's priorities when it comes to creating affordable housing, what affordable housing is going to look like in each community. So just looking at that, reading those first, and then producing little snapshots of each community in New London County is how I'm approaching that.
Great. And you're also going to be meeting people who are affected and profiling people who are affected?
Right. At this point, I'm not sure exactly how those two issues, the local affordable housing plans and the people's individual stories, are going to come together. But no matter what, the stories I tell are going to be people-centered. And really, I'm just looking forward to meeting people who are willing to tell me their story so that I can see more specifically where this series is going to head, because it's really going to be dictated by the people. I'm learning right now about the large societal issues, about legislation, about what social service agencies can do in these communities. But until I learn from the people who are going through the process themselves, I'm not going to have a very specific vision for how this is going to turn out, except that I know it's going to be great. It's when I finally start talking to those people, it really is going to be a very impactful and well-investigated project.
That's great. And one of the ways that we're reaching out to the community is by visiting the community for listening sessions. The first one had been scheduled for this week, this Wednesday, at the New London Public Library. We're also going to be going to the Dominican Association and talking to various groups over the next few weeks. Please invite us out to talk to your group and describe our project. We want to hear your feedback. We also have a dedicated email address, housingsolutions@theday.com, and a dedicated phone line, 860-701-4480, where you can call us and leave us a message, and we will get back in touch with you to hear your story. Joanna has also started to identify the people who she'll be focusing on for her portion of the project. Would you tell us a little bit about your plan?
Yeah, of course. So my main focus is revisiting the Thames River Apartments, and because that story has never been told completely about the property, the building, the people that resided there, often seen in a negative light, and really getting to know what it was like living there, but also what it was like leaving the property as it was as bad as it seemed and horrific as it was put out to be. It was people's homes, and there was still that community and attachment there. So I definitely want to dive into that, and also learning about the history. And I'm quickly learning that the Crystal Avenue Apartments were a part of what was a big urban renewal project in New London, and which changed the face of the city and the way people were kind of segregated in a sense. So it will be really interesting to dive into all of those aspects of New London's history of zoning and urban development, but also the people, and particularly the people at Crystal Avenue.
Excellent. And of course, we're also going to be looking at solutions as we move along. We're focused on solutions, but we need to tell stories in order to get to them. New London currently has a lot of housing development underway, and we're going to see if that is the solution for the serious lack of supply of affordable housing. Before we wrap up, did you have any additional thoughts as you go back into the Housing Solutions Lab, Elizabeth?
It's one of the things I need to keep in mind amid all this, because it's such a huge issue. There are so many facets, and our charge is sort of open-ended at this point, so that can be overwhelming. But when we're meeting with social service providers, and we've met with several different groups, they say the same thing. Like, at its root, the problem is housing costs too much and people don't get paid enough. So if you look at it that way, it's sort of simple, right? Mm-hmm. it's at least something that you can wrap your head around and just try to think about it in its most basic terms and see where the people's stories are going to take me. As I said, I'm really anxious to hear people's stories, so I encourage anyone who's willing to share theirs to email me or call me. My email is e.regan, R-E-G-A-N, @theday.com.
Thank you. And one of our advantages with this project is that we're going to be able to reach new audiences, and we have bilingual staff on board the project. Joanna, would you tell people how to contact you?
I can speak Spanish and am perfectly okay with having a conversation. So if anyone would like to reach out to me about whether Crystal Avenue or anything a part of the project, my email address is j.vazquez, V-A-Z-Q-U-E-Z, @theday.com. And my office number is 860-701-4425.
Si quieren contactar a Joanna Vázquez, le pueden mandar un correo electrónico a j.vazquez thedaya.com o le pueden llamar al número 860-701-4425. We also talked to photographer Sarah Gordon about her role on the project.
My name is Sarah Gordon. I'm one of the photographer multimedia people at the Day, and I have been here for about 5 years.
Tell me what you envision your role in the Housing Solutions Lab to be.
As a visual person, I really get to play an interesting role in this. I get to stay away from the data and the numbers and the research, and I really get to focus on the people, and I'm looking forward to really just getting to know the people who are in the middle of this, who are going through this, who have been through this, and just documenting and showing what their lives are really like. You know, it's one thing to read about kids living in a motel room, but when a kid's in a motel room, where do they do their homework? How does it feel for them to get on the bus? And that's kind of what I'm really excited about sharing and the stories I'm excited about telling.
What have you been working on so far? Can you give us a preview about that? And are there any other kind of story ideas that are percolating in your head?
Yeah. So at this point, the exciting thing for me about working on a long project is having the time to really spend on things. So at this point, I was like joking. I was like, I think the only photos I've taken so far have been of the demolition at Crystal Ave. So I would spend a good amount of time there when they were taking them down, just not just focusing on the buildings, but really focusing on, I told someone it was almost like a parade. And it was just so interesting to see all the people, other people who would come to watch the demolition, whether they lived there or this or that. So that was something that I've worked on a little. And otherwise, we've just been reaching out and meeting people. And we're at the point where we're just, for me, it's exciting because I get to get people. A lot of the times I walk into someone's house, I take a photo, I'm in and out in 5 or 10 minutes. And that isn't what produces the best work, or in my vision, what tells the best story. I'm excited about having the time to spend with people and really getting them, and really having them, gaining their trust and getting their comfort with me and getting that access on a deeper level that's going to help tell these stories so much better.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I know that part of that ability to create relationships and build trust is important to you when you're trying to tell this
story.
Yeah,
it just, building relationships and building trust allows us, takes time, but it's so worth it. It really allows us to tell, and I'm thinking back on other projects we've done at the Day, and it's immediate. It's obvious the time that you take, whether it be, you know, spending a few hours with a woman before she goes to kiss her husband goodbye, or whether it be spending weeks with a friend, with two girls and like a friend who adopted her famously, will be spending weeks with them or a few hours with a woman. It's just, it allows an intimacy that can really be shown in stories and in visuals.
Finally, talk about why you're involved in the project, why you like raised your hand and showed enthusiasm about this. Why is it important?
I think especially in 2022, at the end of a pandemic that has upended our economy and so many other things, I think a lot of people assume that affordable housing is something that happens to those people and something that's distant and far removed, and that's not in their community or in their school system. And I think that a lot of us, myself included, are a lot closer to needing that sort of help than we realize. You know, I think the statistics show that most of Americans are one major life event away from not being able to pay their mortgage or being behind on their rent. And so I think that it's, for me, it's really easy to fall in a situation where you are in trouble when it comes to housing, and how that affects all aspects of your life, from the education your kids are getting to your ability to get to work and hold down a job. It's really easy to fall into that situation, and it's for a lot of Americans, it's impossible to get out of. And so I am really excited about this and doing journalism in a different way with this project and looking at solutions. And so taking this, okay, this is a situation that a lot of Americans are like very close to falling into, really like tiptoeing the line on. It's easy to fall into, but it's hard to get out of. So how do we change that? Do we make it a harder situation to fall into? Do we make it easier to get out of? What are some of the things that are working? What are the things that aren't working? No, I'm just excited. I'm excited that we have this team together and that we're really putting in the resources. And I'm just playing a very small part of the amazing work that everyone's doing to really take a look at this important problem in our community.
Finally, we talk to production manager Scott Ritter.
My name's Scott Ritter, and I am the production manager at The Day. I've been here 20 years this year, I believe, and I wear a lot of different hats. One of my favorite aspects of the job is sort of visual journalism and how to show people via maps or any kind of visuals, really. Give people another way of looking at things or another way of, or just a, not necessarily a better way than a story, but a different way to look at things and hopefully coming at it from a more visual perspective is something some readers can maybe absorb easier or enjoy more.
Let's talk about the Housing Solutions Lab. What do you envision your role in the project will be, and maybe if you've got any kind of ideas that are brewing early on? We're still early in the project, especially when it comes to the data aspect of it. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, the data is, I think, going to be a really interesting part, especially to sort of build a foundation on what the current situation is, sort of a baseline. You know, where we think, where we stand now, and ideally being able to sort of look forward with some of this data.
Are there any data sets or data points that you're excited or looking forward to digging into?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the Census Bureau's latest information. They've released the American Community Surveys just a couple of weeks ago, I believe, and it'll be interesting to drill down into that. I think Connecticut's a pretty interesting topic, a pretty interesting state, pretty unique. We have a lot of wealth, and we have a lot of poverty and a lot of disparity, and it'll be interesting to see where we've come over the past 10 years, how that's changed, and maybe be able to tell what direction we're headed.
And what excites you about the project, or why do you think it's an important, vital topic to cover?
You know, it's hard not to turn on the TV news or open the newspaper or go online and not see a housing story. It's almost daily the issues that people face, the difficulties, the lack of affordable housing. You know, we've got young graduates who have, where is the American dream of home ownership? So where does that stand for them? There's just an incredible amount of kind of change, I guess, right now. And it's a great chance to document it, look at it, see where the problems are, identify the problems, and hopefully, we can come up with some solutions or some ideas.
We're really excited because this is our first community and philanthropy-funded investigative project. Without the help of our donors, we would not be able to do an investigation of this depth. We have, over the years, lost some of our newsroom staff, of course, to the changes in the industry, and our current journalists have all they can do to just cover their beats. So this is a really great opportunity for us to assign staff to really dive into a project, and we can't do it without your help, so we're grateful for that.
If you would like more information about the Housing Solutions Lab, or if you'd like to make a tax-deductible donation to support the project, visit www.theday.com/housingsolutionslab.